Thank you for joining us today on the podcast. Primary donor motivations, the subtle difference between giving with and giving because. You know, there are scores of ways individuals can give to an organization. There's the gifts to the annual fund, capital campaigns, program initiatives. There's even gifts of income, assets from an advisory fund. There's gifts of cash, property, or time. You know, there's a lot of combinations, and just about the time I think I've seen every combination, something new comes along. A few years back, I visited with a donor who wanted to use his prized horses, reproductive assets to fund a charitable remainder trust. That was a first. However, with regards to why people give and the strategy of giving, there's basically three types: emotional, habitual, and strategic donors. People generally stick to their motivational giving types. A strategic donor, for example, almost always makes a giving decision based on a strategic significance. That does not mean the strategic donor does not have giving habits or they're devoid of emotion. Neither does it mean that the emotional donor has no strategy or regularity in their giving. It does mean this, that donors are driven to give by a primary motivation, and donation decisions are almost always follows the same inclination. A strategic donor may give with emotion and with some regularity, but they give primarily because of a strategic approach to life. Their focus is on return on investment. Others may give with regularity and make gifts with strategic significance, but they give primarily because of an emotional response to an experience, an appeal, or a cause. Still, habitual donors give with precise regularity because they have a tradition that is given based upon habit, the same amount of money, the same time each year. Traditional givers' primary motivation is consistency. At times, with passion or strategy, they still give because of a primary motivation. Donors who've been giving for years follow a well-worn path. And when it comes to making decisions, over the years, I've learned that we must not confuse methods of giving with motivation of giving. I'm going to connect with a donor in a way that produces the maximum potential gift if I understand their primary motivation in giving. So it's not just the with, but the because of their giving that really makes the difference. You know, this is not easy because giving with emotion because of a strategy or giving with a strategy because of emotion may look very much alike. But the two scenarios, however, are very different. The most effective appeal to those type of donors are almost always different. None of us will figure out a donor's motivation by sorting through giving records in a donor database. That just simply won't happen. Neither will we get the information from a survey. That is particularly true with strategic donors who tend to hold their cards close to their vest. In other words, they will provide you much less information by looking at their records than you'll gain from a casual conversation. Each step they make is calculated. They make small gifts in order to see if their gifts are used wisely and measure you against their values and giving priorities. They invest carefully in life, in every aspect of life. And they expect nonprofits to do the very same thing with the gifts they make to the charity. I remember a donor I would meet each year for breakfast. He would always ask me the same questions. He wanted to know how we'd use the previous year's gift. Each year we'd go through the same ritual. Each year I got a very small gift from him. As time rolled around, we'd meet every single year for my annual flogging. Same restaurant, same breakfast, same questions. Only on this occasion, he didn't provide me a check and ask if I would come to his office after hours to pick up something. You know, seeing his office for the first time explained an awful lot about his small gifts. He had an old gray metal desk. I don't know if you can imagine that. In fact, his chair with the armrest had some repair done to it with duct tape. Instead of a check that I'd been expecting, he handed me an old shoebox. I automatically said thank you without expecting the contents. The box was full of stock certificates, and it turned out to be a seven-figure gift. And he commented on this unexpected gift. I want you to listen to his words, because I'll never forget them. I've been meeting with a number of nonprofits for years to see how they would use my gifts. Now listen to this. And you're the only person who took time to help me understand whether or not my small gifts had been used wisely. He went on to explain that each year-end gift was a test to see how he would use his hard-earned dollars. In fact, his eyes teared up as he told me about his parents and their living through the Depression. Since this gift was being made to honor them, it had to be given to an organization that would use it wisely. His donor record showed me he was a habitual donor. His eyes reflected his emotion. It was his questions year after year that revealed to him and to me that he was a strategic donor. Computerized databases will help you in many ways, and in some cases, they can actually hurt the organization. There is a tendency to sort names by amounts or frequency or giving habits. What the computer cannot tell you is the subtle difference between how and why people give. The only way to identify a strategic donor is to visit with them and to get to know them on a personal level. Visiting donors and getting to know them one by one is the foundation of every successful fundraising executive. What's the point? Let's go have conversations. Thanks for listening to this podcast.